The Warriors on the attack early in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals against the Spurs in San Antonio, with Kevin Durant leading the charge. A powerful night for KD. Game-high 33 points to go with 10 rebounds. Stephen Curry putting energy and skill on display all night. 6 steals and 21 points for Steph, while JaVale McGee, a strong presence inside, 16 points in the start. And Klay Thompson adds 17 points and 6 boards to the effort as the Warriors take a commanding 3-0 lead with a 120-108 victory. Here's Coach Brown.
We knew that these guys were going to come out and they were going to play hard. You know, Pop's got these guys dialed in, and they're going to put up a fight, especially after what happened in Game 2. And got to give our guys credit. I thought JaVale was instrumental in us having some sort of impact at the beginning of the game. He was great for us on both ends of the floor. He made plays. Otherwise, we could have gotten down big if it wasn't for his energy to start the game. I got to give Klay credit. Klay, he doesn't get enough credit, obviously. You know, he knocked down shots tonight, but he's got a heck of a defensive assignment during this series. He's guarding a guy or chasing a guy like Patty Mills around. He was one of our keys coming into the series, is, you know, make life as tough as possible on him, because, you know, he's a guy, when he gets going, their team wins usually. And I said the stat earlier in the series, at the beginning of the series, they're like 40-4 when Patty scores 10 points or more. So, you know, Klay's been on him quite a bit, and he's done a tremendous job with the help of the rest of his team. Got a little sloppy for us, especially at the beginning. You know, we always talk about winning the possession game, and if we do, we're going to give ourselves a good chance to win. Late in the game, it was sloppy for us, and early in the game, it was sloppy for us, but we found ways throughout the course to go on runs. KD was big for us, especially, I think, in the third, he was huge for us. He hit shot after shot after shot, and just put him in middle pick and roll, and then when David West came in, they had a nice rhythm with a two-man game, so big game for him. And then, you know, Pat McCaw didn't call his number in the first half, kind of threw him out there early in the second half, and he played well for us in the minutes that he was on the floor.
Questions? Mark Spears, undefeated. Mike, just break down that third quarter with Kevin and that run. I believe it was a 13-0 run that he had.
He was huge for us, Mark. We didn't do anything tricky. He got hot, and we just wanted to keep him in the middle of the floor, attacking downhill and in pick and roll situations, and that's what we did. You know, and as the quarter went along, we started to slow down with our pace a little bit. But other than that, he was terrific. He made the right play every time down the floor, and obviously, he made shots. He is who he is. He's, you know, there wasn't anything tricky or anything like that. He made tough shots, and some of the shots he was able to break loose, and they were easy, but he made play after play after play.
And how does David West help in some of that, too, with some of his passing?
Well, you know, again, we were playing middle pick and roll just between those two guys or whoever our big was, and David would pop to the elbow. And if KD got double teamed, you know, he'd throw a little bounce pass back to D. West, or he'd throw it over the top. KD being 6'11". If he gets double teamed, it's easy for him to throw over the top of any double team. And since he was rolling at that point, they tried to change up their defense, it looked like, from time to time, and kind of double him. And as soon as KD gave it up to David, somebody had to close to David, because, you know, he's a good shooter from 15 feet, that free throw line area. And as soon as that ball went back to David, KD made the right basketball play, because he was overplayed. He cut back door. I think he maybe got two or three backdoor layups during that time with David on the floor, and just good chemistry between the two guys.
Marcus Thompson, Barry News Group. What made you, I guess, turn to KD? It looked like you put him at point. He was taking the ball up, and it was kind of, for a stretch there, it was his show. Was that predetermined, or did you see he was feeling it?
Yeah, he got into a groove, and, you know, we have a couple of plays where he's off the ball, and we'll get him the ball once we get into the half court, and then he can play pick and roll. But, you know, with the groove that he was in, or the rhythm that he was in, there was no need to. He can handle the ball like a point guard. So we just say, you know what, KD, you bring it up. Everybody else get flat. We'll play pick and roll and see what they do to stop it.
Hey, Mike. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. You mentioned Klay's defense. by Clay standards, he hasn't really gotten going offensively, mostly in the postseason, definitely not in this series. But he had moments tonight. Is this the kind of game, do you think, that might swing him a little bit offensively?
It definitely could. I thought he, not only did he shoot the ball well, I thought his drive and kick game was tremendous for us offensively. Not just tonight, but for most nights, his drive and kick game has been good. He's kept it real simple, made the right play, and obviously, you know, once he gets back to shooting or once he gets in a groove, you know, it's lights out when he's cooking too. So great night for him, especially defensively.
Hey, Mike. A lot of guys consider Manu one of the toughest guys to play the game. At his age, to put up a gutsy performance like he did like tonight, is he a guy who you just have to respect?
Yeah, hey, man, everybody around the league has ultimate respect for him. I mean, he's been playing a long time, and only positive things happen when he's on the floor. I can't imagine doing the things that he's doing out there at his age, and looks like he can play a couple more years. I don't know if he wants to hear that, but you know, the way that Pop treats his team and helps all his players out, the longevity, in my opinion, is there for Manu.
Tim Calcomi, American News. My couple questions. You talked about Steph's defense before the game. Then he goes out and gets six steals. Was that just a matter of him being gambling a little bit to get those steals? What did you see in him to get that number?
Well, without watching the tape, Tim, he looked like he was in the right position quite a bit, especially on the weak side. I thought he got a couple of passes that were tipped too. You know, I thought our on-ball coverage was pretty good. We had active hands. We call them stick hands. Our stick hands were really good, tracing the ball when guys tried to make passes, and it might have got deflected a little bit. And he was just in the right spot at the right time defensively on the weak side and came up with a couple of steals that way. And then, you know, he's great at what I call digging the ball out. When the bigs have the ball around the rim or there's a loose ball or somebody tries to take a dribble, Steph is not only crafty offensively, but defensively from time to time. He'll sneak in there and come up with a steal when a big's not looking off of a potential double team. So, again, he's been great for us defensively. I thought when he picked up his third foul, you know, he went a stretch of, 8 minutes or so without picking up another one. And we went on a 24 to 8 run during that time. And, you know, I just attribute that to maturity because he could have easily picked up his fourth foul at that time in the second quarter, which would have caused us some concern in the second half, but he didn't.
And also, I know Andre played, but looked like some of his minutes were limited. You went with McCaw instead of him in the third. Was there any limit with Andre? Was there any reason why maybe you kept his minutes down a little bit?
No, I threw Pat in there at the beginning of the third quarter, and I thought Pat was playing well. And so I went back to him instead of Andre, but he's fine. At least I didn't hear anything from our training staff.
Mike, Daryl Crane with TCAL.org. A lot of lines have been written, not by anybody in here, obviously, about anybody could kind of coach these guys, and you could just roll out a ball, and these guys are so good. Talk to us about the challenges of coaching this team, the challenges you've faced about being kind of thrust in this position, and how you're meeting those.
Steve Kerr has done a fantastic job laying a foundation. You know, he's our leader. He's our head coach. He's done a tremendous job laying the foundation down the right way, giving these guys ownership. We have a veteran team that's very talented, and they've taken on the ownership the right way. And, you know, with the staff that Steve's assembled and the players that we have, I mean, yeah, you want to be able to have a team at this point in the year, especially that can figure some things out on their own out on the floor. And I tip my hat off to all these guys. They're doing that. They've been great the whole year, and they continue to be great in the postseason. My job to kind of help put them in spots from time to time when we're going sideways. And so that's what I'm here to do.
Anthony Slater, Barry News Group. JaVale had, I think, 16 points in about 10 or so first half minutes. He scored in bunches this season when defenses have kind of ignored him. Did you see something in pregame prep that thought they would kind of defend him that way?
No, you know, Steve was the one that suggested we start JaVale, you know, when we knew Zaza was going to be out. And we started JaVale before in Zaza's spot, and JaVale's done a terrific job when he did start. And what tends to happen with them. You know, you got KD out there, you got Clay out there, you have Steph out there, and like you said, I don't know why, but teams tend to forget about them and or leave them. And we got a ton of playmakers out there with them, especially with that starting group, and he knows what his role is. He kind of finds his way to the dunker spot or right around the rim, and as soon as his man steps up to help on any dribble penetration, he's at the rim to throw that lob, dunk. And on top of that, though, too, I got to give him credit. He did a heck of a job running the floor. You know, he's, for a guy his size, he's very quick. And he got up and down the floor and got a couple of layups in transition and a couple of putbacks just because of his effort and his length and his athleticism.
And here's what Kevin Durant had to say in the postgame.
Chris Haynes, ESPN. Pop announced this morning that Kawhi wasn't going to play tonight. Did you believe him, or how serious were you think that it was that he wouldn't be out?
In those situations, I feel like you can never believe what Pop says. You know, he always feels like he's always a step ahead of everybody. So I didn't believe it until the ball tipped up, I guess, or two. And I guess 90 minutes is when you're supposed to put the inactive list, whatever that is. But yeah, I thought he was going to come out and play. But they had who they had on the floor. They play extremely hard, no matter what. They run their sets. They keep it going, you know, no matter what. And they obviously they need him to score and defend and do all the things that he does. But they still play extremely hard. They didn't show any signs of giving up at all.
It's Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Kevin, it looked like you and David had some good chemistry as usual out there in that third quarter there. A few times you got him in the pick and roll, you got some backdoor layups and so forth. What was that chemistry like, and just what was that little stretch there like? I think he had like 17 points in a row or something crazy like that.
Yeah, I did.
I think it was 17 if I counted right.
D-West is a great passer, you know, especially when you got the ball in the pick and roll. You know, you make that pocket pass, the defense relaxes just a little bit. He usually wants us to cut back doors, so I got a couple of those. And you get off the ball, just keep moving on the backside. I got a three in the corner. So it felt good to see the ball go through the rim. It felt good to handle it a little bit more. But you got to give the Spurs credit. You know, they play as tough. You know, they defensively, they switch a lot. They're physical. They're aggressive. And they came out tonight with an edge. And I think we did a good job of just taking the punch and keep playing and keep going throughout the whole game. And guys stepped up for us.
Kevin, Steve Hable from the Sports Exchange over here. I was going to ask that question. Seems like they were really up early on, and you guys kind of endured their little run. Yeah. In the third quarter, they got it to four, and then y'all just kind of put it away. Would you see any tiredness in them or anything?
They don't have their their best score. So, you know, they rely on him. They run everything through him throughout the whole season. So taking him away, it's kind of hard to find your identity after that. But, you know, then you got LaMarcus, who still can go out there and score whenever he wants in the post, and Powell, and then Mano's playing like he's 20 years old, you know. So they got one of the best coaches to ever coach any sport. So it feels like they can always stay in the game and always put up a fight and win. You know, you've seen that in the last series as well with this group. So we knew that, you know, especially at home, game three, a lot of energy in the building. They were going to come out and hit us in the mouth, and I think we did a good job of, taking that punch and just keep playing.
Kevin, Ramona Shelburne, ESPN. So outside of game one, the games in this series haven't been all that close. In the other series, it's 2-0, but that was the most lopsided victory in playoff history. What do you make of these playoffs and sort of this is the conference finals and they haven't been all that competitive? I mean, obviously, there's injuries affecting these things, but just sort of what do you guys as competitors make of that getting to this stage?
So you're saying it's not been fun watching as a fan?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you watched the game last night, or I mean, you can only talk about this. I'm sure it's fun to play.
But. Yeah, if I was on the team that was up 40 points, I wouldn't. You know, you got to give them credit for being up 40 points, and they went out there and dominated. So, you know, that's what you want to do every time you step on the court. So, I'm sure they're excited about it. But the fans, you know, they always want to see a tight game. They want to see a buzzer beater every game. But, you know, it's not like that sometimes. And, you know, every year has been You have your years where you have great playoff series, four or five game sevens, and then some years you have what you see this playoffs. But as players, you want to go out there and win as much as possible, and play as great as you can. You know, whatever happens, with the score, it happens. So relay that to the fans who feel upset. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
Talk about the impact you got from JaVale in the first quarter, the energy he came out with early in the game.
He played great for us, finishing a lot. They're not coming off the three-point line as far as, helping off of Clay, myself, Steph. So Draymond does a great job of finding him in the paint, him finishing over top of the rim. He runs extremely hard from end to end, from the defense, transition from defense to offense. And, he did a great job, I think, on LaMarcus and guarding him and making him shoot tough shots. He's a great player, but he made him shoot over his length. And, he came out and played great, man. He wants it. He works extremely hard. And, he came over 13 minutes, 16 points. We'll take that from him any night.
Kevin, when you're playing, you're also reading the game and the rhythm of the game. And it looks like, watching over the course of the season, when the offense clogs up, gets slows down, like your mentality changes a little bit. Is that, am I on to something there, or do you change a little bit when you see the offense in that little struggle spot like that?
I just play, man. I just play. If I see a lane open, sometimes I think too much. Sometimes I look to pass when I should look to score. Sometimes I look to score when I should pass. But I figured out if I just don't think at all, that's where I'm best. And, so I don't really know. Different games. Some games are different. Some situations are different. I may need to score 17 in a row, or I may not. I may need to be a screener or a decoy, So I try not to think out there. The times when I do think early in the game, I was bad on the defensive end because I was thinking too much. And third quarter, I just went out there and played. Just, not worried about anything. Just played every possession and try to play as hard as I can. And, I was able to score because it started with my defense first. So
Monday night is game 4 here in San Antonio. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the NBA Playoffs.